104.7 Adelaide's Triple M ruined Dits for breakfast.
Dits, I was watching a video online yesterday and it brought a tear to my eye. There's a lot of stuff happening across Australia at the moment. We've had fires, we've had floods, we've had droughts. But in South Australia at the moment, dairy farmers are really, really doing it tough. And our next guest is a third generation dairy farmer who is in a very, very tough situation. I thought it'd be good for us to get her on. Her name is Casey Treloar and she joins us now. Good morning, Casey.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Very well, thank you. Unlike yourself at the moment, unfortunately, you're a third generation farmer, but dairy farmers are doing it very, very tough at the moment. Tell us why.
Yeah, look, it's an industry that really the last 10 years has been doing it exceptionally tough. I guess part of it has come from that dollar a litre milk that the supermarket giants did put in, but it also, with that, I guess, devalued our products. So, in a sense, the suppliers, the people we provide our milk to, they're not working hard enough to make sure that they're able to pay the farmer what we deserve. But on the back end of that, it's how much it costs us to produce that milk now. Our cost of production has gone through the roof and it's been affected by the drought and just the increasing costs. Labour, wages, hay, grain, it's just unsustainable now.
What do you need to charge per litre?
At this stage, we're getting paid 38 cents a litre for our milk, and it costs us 50 cents to produce that litre. So
you should be getting about a dollar or something, shouldn't you?
Or at least 55 cents. That would sort of at least get us a bit over the line and we can start doing a bit of catch-up. But, yeah, look, if dairy farmers were able to make some serious money, we'd be needing to be a lot more than 50 cents, that's for sure.
Casey, I don't know a lot about your industry, but it seems to me, what if dairy farmers got together Australia-wide with a class action and said to the big supermarkets, sorry, but it's now, 60 cents a litre. We're not budging. That is the bottom price you're going to pay.
Yeah, and look, it's not the supermarket. So between the supermarkets and the dairy farmer, there's actually a middleman, and that's our suppliers. So the likes of Lion, Dairy Farmers, Murray Goulburn, Parmalat, they're the guys that pay us the money. So they're the middle guys that need to get out there and actually increase the value of our product. And so they're the ones that need to have the power and go to our supermarkets and go, no, you need to pay us more for the milk. And whether that means lifting dollar a litre of milk, I'm not sure. But there's no one answer that will fix the problem. But a lot of things need to happen.
But tell me this, Casey, the Murray Goulburns of this world, if all dairy farms around Australia go out of business, what will they do? How will they make a quid?
Oh, well, basically, we are facing a future of no more family dairy farms, potentially in the country. There are dairy farms in Australia that are going more corporate, going sort of that big sort of big production avenue, and they're doing great things too. But in terms of the family farm, the people like Dad and I who absolutely love our cows, we do it because we love it, the future for us looks very, very bleak.
So have you made the decision to shut the dairy down?
Yes. So we're shutting our personal dairy operation down and we'll be, in the next 6 months, selling off all our cows.
How many other family farms do you know that are making these tough choices now?
Look, I know, I don't know the exact figure, but I do know there's a region in Victoria and they're dealing with other issues in terms of water allocations, but they have lost 15 family dairy farms since January 1. And
15
we're not even
farms in
yet.
A month?
Yep. So that's what we're facing is that sort of mass exodus in these really pristine dairy farming regions.
I'm speechless.
I can't believe this.
You want to watch this video, Dits? It is heartbreaking, and I'm telling you. This is bullshit, this is. Doing this to farmers in our country is ridiculous, and we've had this discussion on air before about the dollar a litre milk. There should be rules against it.
So, Casey,
screwing farmers.
What about at a federal level? I take it you've had no help from our government whatsoever for you to be in this situation.
Look, we have seen some royal commissions. We've seen an ACCC investigation. And, look, we've made some advances for the last, like I said, 2 years. We've been on Parliament steps. We've been doing marches down the streets of Melbourne up to Parliament there and 10 years on and there's still really nothing has changed. I don't know what needs to come next. I wish I had the magic bullet, but look, there is an opportunity. I might actually be going to Canberra next week to meet with an agricultural minister. So if anyone has any ideas as to what I need to say or what needs to happen, I'm all ears.
Well, start with the stats. Tell him about the 15 families that have just closed their doors.
Casey, bloody hell. This is heartbreaking. I urge anyone to go to your Twitter page and watch the video. It is just, it'll bring a tear to your eye. I feel for your family, your dad, you're a third generation. I hope something changes in the not too distant future. This is absolute garbage that 15 families are going under, Dits, and I don't know, there'll be more to come by the sounds of it, so we need to do something. It's just not right, and I don't blame the people at the supermarkets buying the dollar a litre milk because everyone's doing it tough out there and trying to put food on their table for their family. Mm. I've bought dollar a litre milk. Mm. It's not right, and I shouldn't be doing it, but we need to change, I suppose.
Mm. Yep. Casey, thanks so much for talking to us, and good luck.
No worries, guys. Really appreciate the support.
There you go. Casey Treloar, dairy farmer and journalist down there in the Victor Harbour area. Rue, I just shake my head at stories like this. How do politicians sleep at night allowing this sort of situation to happen in Australia?
Yeah, I don't know, Dits, but something needs to happen.